Pray this morning together. Please join me. Our Father, we love you, and we really thank you for loving us. Lord, it's because you loved us, first loved us, that we love you. So Lord, it's your love that draws us. It's your love that inspires us. It's your love that helps us. And truly, as the song just said, we need you. You said there's nothing that we can do without you. And so, Father, we pray this morning, first thinking of our members. We have so many members in this church and folks that have been visiting who have fallen ill over the past several weeks. There seems to be such an onslaught of COVID and flu and RSV and colds and stomach stuff and all these things. Lord, there's just so much. And it's my prayer that you would touch and heal. We even had some folks that have had procedures lately, And we just thank you that you have developed medicine to the point it is, and we're grateful that we can get the care that we need. We pray for those who can't. And Father, we thank you for your provision and your supply. Lord, as we've been going through this series during Advent about generosity and hospitality, it really challenges us to rethink our stewardship. Father, you've required in your word, you said it's required of stewards that we be found faithful. And what we understand that to mean is that you've given us what you intend for us to have, and that you intend for all of us to use what we have to the best of our abilities, to manage it well, but also to share. Father, you've called us to give to your people, to your local church. And Lord, you've also called us to help others in need, beginning with our neighbors and people we work with and people that we know. Lord, whoever it is that you put across our path, we need to be willing to help. And part of that is being ready to help. And so help us as we think through our use of our funds and our time. We don't max out everything to where we can't be ready to give or to be generous. Father, if we're in those situations where maybe it just seems impossible, help us to start somewhere, anywhere, and then trust you to help us get where we need to be in your time. I ask, Lord, this morning as we open up your word and we address some of the questions and tensions that we've come across in the last couple of weeks, Lord, I pray that you'd open our hearts and give us humility and an openness to rethink maybe some of our presuppositions and the way we do life and realize that maybe there's a better way. Maybe even to envision how much better life could be if we were to take into consideration some of the things you've told us to do, how you've told us to live. Your ways are perfect. We thank you for them. We thank you for your help. We thank you for the gift of having other believers around us to help us and provide encouragement and wisdom. And I pray that you would bless us now as we study together. We pray these things in your name. Amen.